Estamos de vuelta con la entrevista de Fran Ferdinand. A veces me cuesta switchar. Estamos teniendo varias cosas. Ya regará próximamente la traducción para las personas que tengan esa duda. But we were talking off the microphone after this song. There's like something so recognizable about the sound of Fran Ferdinand. And I was asking if you try to maintain that identity or that sound.
Yes, I'm really happy that you say that, because all of my favorite bands, when you hear just a few seconds of a song of theirs, you know it's them. If you hear the Beatles, you know it's the Beatles. No matter whether it's Revolution or whether it's I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's the same for the Ramones. It's the same for Queen. You can tell instantly it's them. But I think, despite that, you still, it's good to be true to your identity, but still to search for something new. And so even the song like Audacious, for example, we were just talking off air about that, how the chorus doesn't really sound like anything we've done in a Franz Ferdinand song before, but it still sounds like us, because the way we play, the sound of our instruments, the sound of my voice comes together, and that's what gives us our flavor.
Yeah, and that's great, having constantly changes and some things going wild, you can still put a Franz Ferdinand song and you can recognize the band that you fell in love to. I think that's a pretty cool idea. And in terms of evolution, there's been a lot of another bands that sometimes change directions and try to make things like particularly different in that kind of sound. Do you have sometimes that like feeling, that sort of rage, you know, like making something completely different?
Well, I know that we try different things. We try different sounds. And like, so I'd say, for example, the sound of Always Ascending, the last record, is very different from the sound of this record and different from anything we've done before. But again, it still sounded like Franz Ferdinand. And sometimes I will hear other artists. I guess what I don't like to hear from an artist is when somebody is chasing a trend or chasing a fashion. You know, like sometimes I'll hear a band, I can think like, you're not sounding like you anymore. You sound like what's fashionable at the moment. Nah, don't do that. You know, like be true to yourself. Create the trends. Don't follow them. That's a good rule.
That's great. And you've been being part of a lot of soundtracks and a lot of films, movies, TV shows, and there's also like, yeah, Franz Ferdinand song, it's a pretty badass moment. Like, the song that we play, This Fire, it's like from Cyberpunk series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
There's something narrative about your song, that something that goes well being part of the soundtrack and the music on the. Do you believe there's some particular reason to it?
I don't. A particular reason that our music does that. I don't know.
I think it's partly the energy of the music. It can be appropriate to certain scenes. You know, like our music has an intensity about it, which I think, if you want to soundtrack some kind of excitement, I think our music would work very well.
I think that when we're recording, I always imagine it playing in a club. And that's kind of like a soundtrack to people's lives. So maybe that just transfers quite easily to film.
Yeah.
And I love it when, because I forget what songs have been put in things. And sometimes if I'm watching TV or watching a film and one of our songs comes on, I'm like, oh, yes, I forgot about that. That's great.
It's funny, the other scene, I know what you mean, and I do that sometimes as well. The other scene that I can imagine in my head is car chases as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like a really good car chase. You know, where sometimes they go over a jump and then then the cars will crash together. And the police cars crash and that sort of thing. Oof, good.
That's a big flex, like saying, I just turned on the TV and there was like a
it's nice. That's what you get. And then it's
and
like,
sport as well. Yeah. Remember the sport thing?
I love when people send me recordings of our songs getting played at sporting events.
Whoa.
That's really, I mean, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I dabble. But it's very exciting, because that's like, it's the most raw kind of primal kind of environment to hear music alongside dancing in a club, I guess.
So when we started the band off, before we'd really written many songs, Bob discovered this thing there was a new thing called the internet at the time, and Bob discovered on it this guy from America, some kid in America, talking about a genre of music called sports rock. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he was using as examples Queen, like We Are the Champions or We Will Rock You, both amazing songs. And amazingly, the A and B side of the same single. Isn't that mind-blowing? That's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. But like, and we found this both amusing and appealing, this idea of this genre of sports rock, because as Bob said, we're not very sporty people. We're the kind of people that would be picked last at PE at school. We'd be last to be picked for the football team. But yeah, the excitement of a good sports game and having the music that would soundtrack, that's my kind of sport.
That's a great paradox. And talking about narrative, I was wondering if the new album were a film as a show or even some kind of a scripted sport, would that what will be the trauma, the plot?
I think it would be more like a series of plots. Like for me, I a good song sometimes will, it feels like almost like watching a film within the space of 3.5 minutes, mm-hmm. You know, and I think each of the songs has a separate plot to it, and it's like more like watching a series of films together called The Human Fear. Interestingly enough, in the taxi on the way here, we've decided we're going to shoot some footage for our next video here in Mexico City, and it's going to be for a song called Hooked, and there was a film reference that came up like as we were talking, and there's a Wim Wenders film called The American Friend, and there's some really, really great footage shot in Paris at night, and there's a strange artificial luminosity to that, and sometimes I get that when I'm walking around areas in Mexico City. There's a real eeriness of the light at night, especially when it's wet and it's rainy, and there's plants and the light shining through the plants. So like I think I was in walking around Condesa the other night, and it was really reminding me of that, like great light and great energy.
That's cool, knowing that part of Mexico is going to be part of that narrative and that anthology of the next album.
Of course.
That's great. And I want to end this interview with some deep question. You are one of the biggest bands, like having playing everywhere with a lot of crowds of different sizes and being rock stars like for the most part of your life. I'm talking about Human Fear and those other things. What thrills you? What could be the thing that still makes you to the edge?
It gives me a thrill.
Yeah, playing shows it gives me that thrill still. That never wears off, really.
That always gives me a thrill. Also, like without being too sentimental, I've got a young boy. He's 1 year old, and the thrill of seeing him doing something new, like everything from dancing for the first time to a new tooth appearing. Yeah, that gives me a thrill.
That's right. Like playing concert, watching your kid grow, that's something that is surely one of the greatest fears that could be in life.
It's not so scary, the stuff with the kid. That's although sometimes when he's if he's not feeling very well, if he's too tired and he's screaming or doesn't want his bath, that can be quite scary.
That's great. And another thing that you want to say to all your Mexican fans, that they already saw you with the Killers and they are going to Fronton to see you on the next hours.
All I can say, the biggest thing I can say is just muchas gracias, you know, like thank you everyone in Mexico who have given us so much support, so much love, and so much generosity over the years. We always feel very welcome here, and coming back to Mexico, it's the highlight of the year. So would you agree?
Yeah,
well?
I can only agree.
Well, thank you so much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Cheers. Thank you.
Con nosotros. Do you want to say goodbye to the people at Ibero 99 with one song in particular?
By Franz Ferdinand or by any band?
By any artist. It would be great, Franz Ferdinand, if you want to.
Let's choose a Franz Ferdinand song. Okay. What do you choose, Paul?
Can we do Lazy Boy?
Oh, yeah, there's a short version of Lazy Boy, the Lazy Boy edit. Let's listen to that one. Okay. This is off our last album.
Cool. Just give me a second. Lazy Boy, muchas gracias por escuchar.
Thank you.